speaking with state championship quarterback Reed Wirth. Big game, got it done. First off, I know you're holding it back, but tell me how you feel.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say right now. It's been 6 years coming now. So I've been with these guys, and I don't know what to say. So very thankful for everybody who put their time into me and this team, and that's, we got it done. That's all I can say.
One thing I got to ask you, you know, get you out of your tears. I'm going to let you enjoy this. You know, first play of the game, flea flicker, set the tempo for the game. What does it mean? What did it mean to you on that first throw to get that touchdown and get that lead early?
Just show them we're here, you know? Like, we took a chance, a big trick play kind of thing, but took a chance and it paid off and kind of set a tempo that we weren't afraid to play and we weren't afraid to take risks and we're here to ball out, and that's what we did.
Being a quarterback of this team, your guys' defense was so good all year round. How good did it make for you, especially leading the offense, knowing your defense could get you out of any jam?
So much easier. We had a 7-point lead, and the defense got a huge stop, and we got stopped. They needed another stop. And it was just stop after stop after stop, and it just made it so much easier for us to keep putting the ball in the end zone. And once we got the ball in the end zone, it just took more pressure off as the game went on. It's just, that's all you can do. Those guys are amazing guys, and that defense made history, and that's...
Well, Reed, I'm going to let you enjoy it, get back with your team, and have some good times. 2018 Class 2A state champ.
Yes, sir.
And by the workhorse of the BCM Mustangs, Wes Cummings, I watched you for the past 3 years really be the workhorse of this offense. Really, other players stepped up, and you were the constant. What's it mean to you after all the hard work you've done to be a state champion?
I don't know. First of all, this championship belongs to everyone. This belongs to the past teams we played on, the past guys that I looked up to. This belongs to the community. This doesn't belong to us. This belongs to everyone. And, you know... Raising that trophy up, it's a dream come true. It's a literally dream come true. And, you know, I can't say enough about my teammates because it's all of ours, and, you know, I love them.
You know, when the going got tough all season long, they leaned on you a lot. You were the workhorse, like I said. This state championship game at halftime, you only had 22 yards, and you broke a couple big runs there in the second half. Really put your team in very good position. What's that mean to be able to be that player for this team and help this team get that state champion?
I mean, it means a lot. You know, I like the fact that the guys look up to me, but it really comes down to you know, the hearts and the linemen, you know. I mean, they're the guys that, you know, they block for me. They get downfield and get in front of the defenders, and, you know, I just make those cuts, and it looks like I'm the one, but I'm not. I'm really just a guy, and, you know, I love them to death, and it's been a fun 3 years.
Well, I'm going to let you enjoy it. Congratulations on the state championship win, and I guess what's the first thing you're going to do when you get back?
First thing I'm going to do when I get back, I'm going to give my mom a hug and kiss my girlfriend.
You go. Have fun. Now by the defensive stud of the night in this Class 2A state championship, Peyton Strovers, you know, you look like you were in great position all night, a lot of film study. First off, I got to ask you the same question, hold back the tears, what's it mean to be a state champion of football?
It's something that's just so unreal, you know, you couldn't even think about what this means, what this feels. It's just the best experience you could possibly have.
You know, what's it mean to make the plays that you made in the state championship to help bring the state championship to Prairie City and Monroe?
You know, it was my last ever game. I just tried to go out there tonight and play the best I possibly could on my last game ever.
Was there anything that you saw in the film that they were doing that you knew, or was it you're just watching the quarterback's eyes? Because you were just in a great position all game.
It was a lot of film in both. You know, he was a great quarterback, but his eyes did show a lot, and I was just running across the field and making plays.
Preston Van Wyk, the speedster, I guess, you know, you were a little bit more quiet in the playoffs leading up to this game. Before half, you had 4 catches, 129 yards, a touchdown. You were just annihilating that defense, speeding past everybody. What's it mean to perform for you, to perform on the highest stage in the biggest game?
It's pretty great. I mean, we got a great quarterback, Reed Wirth, to throw them long balls to me and Brayton. And when we have the speed like what we do, we can just run past everybody and just catch the ball. I mean, that's what a receiver does, you know?
You know, I know you play a lot on defense as well, but, you know, first of all, I asked everybody this question when I ask you. what does it mean to you to be working so hard the past couple years, you know, being close, and then finally getting that monkey off your back and getting the state championship for Prairie City of Monroe?
Means everything. It's been a dream come true. I mean, like, we've started, I didn't even go out my freshman year, so my sophomore year, Bonnet talked me into doing it, and I never looked back from there. I loved it every time. The coaches and staff are amazing. So, I mean, this team is a family. It's truly a family.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back?
I don't know. Probably hug my mom and dad.
Yeah, enjoy it. You're a state champion.
Thank you.
Yep.